one who pleases his parents has verily pleased Allah. One who has angered his parents has verily angered Allah. Angered Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Bani Cham, welcome to another episode of the Silsila Disobedient Towards Parents and Unfortunate Children. Alhamdulillah Azawajal, we've covered so much in regards to the status of the parents, how children become disobedient. We've covered the punishments towards parents, and in this silsila we're going to talk about asking forgiveness from Allah from your parents. And this silsila is repentance and asking forgiveness. Inshallah, before we go on to our topic, let's make some good intention to attain reward. It is mentioned in hadith, the intention of a believer is better than his action. And let's try to make some good intentions to attain reward, inshallah, that we're going to watch this silsila or any silsilas like this on Madani channel for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to attain reward and to seek religious knowledge. Inshallah, by making this intention, we will benefit from its reward, inshallah, in the life hereafter. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, undoubtedly, Allah azza wa jal has appointed an angel to my grave who has been granted the ability to hear the voice of every creation. Hence, whoever recites salat upon me until the day of judgment, the angel presents to me the person's name along with his father's name and says, so and so, the son of so and so has recited salat upon you this time. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala. My dear Islamic brothers, subhanallah, how fortunate indeed is the person who recites salat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam. His name along with his father's name is presented into the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam. And also another thing which we learn is that the angel that is present at the grave of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, look at his ability of hearing and his knowledge of the unseen, that he is able to hear many people throughout the world who are reciting peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, at one time. And not just that, he recognizes that person. He knows who that person is. He knows who the father of that person is. And he presents the durood into the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If this is the state of who is present at the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then imagine the master himself, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ability of hearing and his knowledge of unseen will be. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear Islam brothers, so today's topic is repentance and asking forgiveness. A lot of actions, we will ask forgiveness from the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we have committed a sin such as stealing, we have committed a sin with our eyes, our ears, a lot of people tend to ask forgiveness in regards to this. But when it comes of disobeying the parents, people at times do not even consider this action to be a sin. And normally you will find that people do not even repent from this type of action, of actions, of asking forgiveness from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in regards to be disobedient towards parents. A person will ask forgiveness if he lies, he will ask forgiveness if he steals, he will ask forgiveness if he murders, fornicates, adultery, all these types of action a person is asking forgiveness for. But why is it that he is not asking forgiveness regarding being disobedient towards parents? And a lot of the time is because he does not consider this action to be a sin. My dear Islamic brothers, although this is amongst the major sins of, which is committed, being disobedient towards parents. My dear Islamic brothers, we have covered many things regarding the punishments of disobedience towards parents. So just realize the fact that when you have been disobedient towards parents, if you have ever been disobedient towards your parents, towards your mother, towards your father, if you ever swore at them, ever spoke out in a harsh way, hurting their feelings, whoever avoided them, ever they called you but you did not listen, all these type of actions, my dear Islam brothers, of means of hurting their feelings, one cannot even imagine. If you ever raise your hands or hit your parents, yes, today many people hit their parents and do not consider this action to be a sin. They never have repented from this action. If we have done any of these things, have hurt the feelings of our mother, hurt the feeling of our father, in any of these ways, then my dear Islam brothers, we have to repent in two different ways. First of all, you have to ask forgiveness from the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have to ask forgiveness from the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well as asking forgiveness from your parents. So you have one, you have taken the rights of your parents by being disobedient towards them, of disobeying them. And secondly, you have gone against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of being obedient towards parents. So my dear Islam brothers, it is very important that today, these blessed days of Muharram are here. Let's drop into the feet of our parents. In these blessed days, let's ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiving us. Let's ask our parents for forgiving us. What happens is, people tend to feel shy. People tend to feel shy in regards to asking forgiveness from their mother, asking forgiveness from their father. But if we are shy, we have judgment, my dear Islam brothers. We will have to, how will we ask forgiveness from Allah? How will we ask forgiveness from our parents on the day of judgment? And in front of the whole of mankind, in front of the whole of creation, will we able to, if we are shy today in the dunya, imagine on the day of judgment, if we are asked regarding this disobedience, the disobedience towards our parents, disobedient towards our mother, disobedient towards our father, on the day of judgment in front of the whole of mankind. So, my dear Islam brothers, we should be asking forgiveness from them. Don't be shy. Even if you are shy, drop into the feet. No matter what happens, these blessed days of Muharram are there, my dear Islam brothers. Drop into the feet of your mother. Drop into the feet of your father. Ask him forgiveness. Ask him to forgive you. Ask him to pardon you. Because if your mother does not forgive you, if your father does not forgive you, then there will be severe punishment for this action, my dear Islam brothers. And along with this, ask forgiveness from Allah the Almighty. Let's make an intention that from this moment on, after asking forgiveness from your mother, after asking forgiveness from your father, that we will not disobey them again. We will not be disobedient towards them. We will not hurt them. We will not swear at them ever again. We will not hurt their feelings, my dear Islam brothers. Today, so easily we hurt the feelings of our parents. Every time, if being out of our negligence, if we have hurt our family, every time we hurt them, go and ask forgiveness from them. Every time you hurt their feeling, ask forgiveness from them. And keep on, and especially on these moments, on these days, in these months like months of Muharram, make good intentions. As a new year started, make an intention to ask forgiveness from your mother, ask forgiveness from your father, and start a different new year. In this year, inshaAllah, azawajal, try to give time towards your parents. Fix a time that I'm going to go and spend this much time with my mother. I'm going to go give this much time to my father. We give time to our children. We give time to our family. We give time to our friends. But how little we give time to our parents, my dear Islam brothers. Start to give time towards them. Serve them. And also, my dear Islam brothers, the other important thing is, if once we have asked forgiveness from our parents, we need to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive our sins of this sin of disobedience towards our parents till our parents have not pardoned us, till our parents have not forgiven us. If we commit any sins, most of our actions, which relates to the rights of Allah, but here is the rights of parents, here is the right of a mother, the right of the father, which we can never fulfill. Once a companion asked in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I carried my mother 6 miles upon my shoulder, where there were stones, which were, if there were meat to be put onto them stones, it will roast, but I carry my mother. Have I fulfilled the right of my mother? Prophet ﷺ said, that one pain your mother went through, the mafhum of the hadith is, you probably have not even fulfilled that right of one little pain which she went through. My dear slimers, we can never fulfill the rights of our parents. Serve them, look after them, ask forgiveness from them. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, even that if our parents did not look after us, even if our parents did not bring us up in the right way, it is still a duty for us to serve them. And even if they did not fulfill our rights, we still need to fulfill their right. And if we have taken any of their rights in any way or another, then we need to ask forgiveness from them. And every time we do this, every time we need to ask forgiveness from them. So just think back, all them times you might have hurt the feelings of your mother, all them times you might have hurt the feelings of your father, whether it's speaking rough to them, whether it's hitting them, whether it's not listening to them, whether it's just getting upset and leaving them in that state. My dear Islam brothers, you need to ask forgiveness from them. Because if they have been hurt through these actions, you need to ask forgiveness from them. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, if our parents have passed away, that we could not ask forgiveness from them, then do that much good deeds and send them reward and pray for them that they are getting blessings in the grave. They are getting blessing in the grave, that the grave becomes a garden of paradise for them. And inshaAllah, like this, we will be able to maybe gain forgiveness. Continue doing good deeds, good actions, and send them reward if they have passed away. But if they are alive, it's still a chance. We still have this opportunity. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till the next moment. If they are away from you, pick up the phone. Even that if you have to leave this silsila, even if you have to stop watching Madani channel for a moment, pick up the phone now. Phone your parents. Ask forgiveness. That, oh mother, I've hurt you in so many ways. Please forgive me. Oh father, I've hurt you in so many ways. Please forgive me. Because they are alive now. And we can ask forgiveness from them. Oh, even if you can, go straight to them. Go to their house. Or go, if you are not at home and you're watching Madani channel somewhere else, go and visit them wherever they are. If you are in another country, make this opportunity, this time, that go and visit them directly and ask forgiveness from them. And inshaAllah, you will find them forgiving you. Till they don't forgive you, keep on asking, keep on asking. Sometimes it's not your fault that your parents have become disheartened, but still, ask forgiveness from them. One brother mentioned that his parents are disheartened about because he refused to get married somewhere and the father does not want to know him. He was just told, keep on going to them. Keep on asking forgiveness. One day or another, inshaAllah, they will forgive him. So as if the day our parents will forgive us, inshaAllah, my dear Islam brothers, inshaAllah, you will find that all our burden, all our difficulties and problems will remove. Because if our parents are happy with us, inshaAllah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also be happy with us, inshaAllah. Through the blessing of keeping our parents happy, we will be able to keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. Especially on occasions whenever we get together, you see your parents, ask forgiveness from them. Thank them for the things which they have done. This is something which today, we thank everyone else. We go and thank our friends, we thank those who done something for us. But out of all people, what our parents have done for us, no one else can really do that much for us. But when was the last time we went into the court of our parents and said, oh mother, thank you for this. Oh father, thank you for this. Wish every time if our mother has made food for us, get into this habit of thanking her. Every time a father has bought something for us, get into the habit of thanking him. And inshaAllah, these are ways of keeping them pleased. These are ways of making them happy, inshaAllah. And keep on these moments of Muharram, my dear Islam brothers. Keep on asking forgiveness from your mother, from your father. And inshaAllah, through asking forgiveness from our parents, inshaAllah, we'll be able to gain forgiveness from Allah. My dear Islam brothers, these days of Muharram are very fortunate days and we should try to make use of the blessings. Some people just use one day a year as a Mother's Day our day to see their mother. They might even take her some flowers or the Father's Day. One day a year, they'll take the father some gifts or something like this. My dear Islam brothers, a mother day is every day for us. A father's day is an every day for us. These days of Muharram, this new year, try to please your parents. Try to ask forgiveness from them. Alhamdulillah, in these silsilas, we covered many things regarding of how we should be towards our parents, how we can gain Jannah to serving our parents, how the punishments of disobeying the parents are, and was it worth it by disheartening them. These are some of the topics which we've covered. Sometimes the parents are pious and the children become disobedient. We should not be amongst them, unfortunate children who were disobedient towards their parents or who were led to destruction due to the love of the world. Like the destruction of Yazid came because of the love of his world, of the world. He wanted to live in luxury. He wanted to live in power. He wanted to live in all this. Yet, this was his destruction. Continue watching Madani channel, inshallah. Madani channel is there of making us reflect, of making us change, of making us bringing a change in our lives. My dear Islam brothers, looking at the face of your parents, it's also a great reward. Mention the reward of one accepted Hajj, of looking at the face of your parents. Try to make use of this opportunity. When they are alive, look at their faces, inshallah. Gain the blessings of your parents through this, inshallah. Also, my dear Islam brothers, Dawat Islami, way to rectify yourself. You're thinking, I cannot change. I've been like this. I've grown up like this. I'm in a society like this. You want to change, alhamdulillah, my dear Islam brothers. We have the Madani Kaflas of Dawat Islami. These Madani Kaflas, many people who are disobedient towards their parents, alhamdulillah, they have traveled on these Madani Kaflas, their lives have changed. When they came home, kissing the feet of their mother, kissing the feet of their father, alhamdulillah, this is the environment of Dawat Islami. This is how Dawat Islami has changed. And those parents who are listening, if you find that your sons have become disobedient towards you, they're not listening to you, they're hurting your feelings, then my request is that you send them with the Madani Kaflas of Dawat Islami. You send them to the gatherings of Dawat Islami, the Ijtimas of Dawat Islami. InshaAllah, through time, they will able to rectify and become and able to turn towards obedience towards the parents, towards you, inshaAllah. Keep them connected to this environment. Sometimes the parents have to do sabr upon this also. So, alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami teaches us this sabr. Listening to Sheikh Tariqat Amil Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah's Madani Muzakaras, as with your family, inshallah, you will learn how to change the environment at home, to make this environment of home a better place also, inshallah. So keep connected with Madani channel, keep connected with the environment of Dawat Islami. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to act upon this. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen.
One who pleases his parents has verily pleased Allah. One who has angered his parents has verily angered Allah.